Hi, I'm Nancy Stagnita, instructor of flute at Interlochen Arts Academy, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Nancy. That was Interlochen's own instructor of flute, Nancy Stagnita, playing our Kids Commute theme on her flute. If you'd like to be featured playing our theme on whatever instrument you play, find sheet music, instructions, everything you need at kidscommute.org. Well, good morning, Kids Commuters. Welcome to the last day of Spooky Week on IPR's Kids Commute. And today we're going to hear some music that was considered really kind of wild when it first came out, but something we think of as pretty tame today. That music is ragtime music, which is a uniquely American invention. It was popularized in the 1890s through around the year 1918 and started with black musicians in the South. This is what came right before jazz. It's called ragtime because the rhythm is ragged. That was considered, as I said, kind of wild when it first came out. It was sort of the rock and roll of its time, and it was very popular with young people. Today's composer, Cora Salisbury, was a ragtime pianist. She was born in 1868 in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Somewhere around the year 1907, she wrote a vaudeville act that she called a pianologue, and she invented that term to describe her act, which was piano performance with funny stories in between music selections. And this was a style that continued through performers like Victor Borge or Wolseley Charles, who we heard during Monster Week with the Green-Eyed Dragon. You can definitely hear Cora Salisbury's sense of humor in this music. This is just a fun, silly, faintly spooky little thing called the Ghost Dance.
Thank you.
Not so much big scary ghosts as cute little mischievous ghosts in that music by Cora Salisbury, The Ghost Dance, that was performed by the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra. Well, kids commuters, I hope you had fun with Spooky Week and that you had a fantastic Halloween. Speaking of Halloween, let's check in with and answer our Quizlet. What popular Halloween party activity is thought to have originated from a Roman harvest festival dedicated to the goddess Pomona? Well, a big hint there was that she was the goddess of fruit trees, specifically apples. Bobbing for apples. You never know how old some of the games you play are, huh? All right, well, that does it for Spooky Week on IPR's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello.
And I'm producer Tony Biro.
Production help came from Joseph Levesque. See you next time.